we are at a moment within B2B marketing where B2B brands are forced to heighten their storytelling. There's a sea of content out there, but at the end of the day, people connect much more when they understand why you as a brand or a business are doing the things that you do and why you're trying to reach them.
You're listening to Sunny Side Up, a B2B podcast that brings you the juiciest insights from go-to-market leaders and practitioners.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Sunny Side Up podcast. I'm your host this week, Gareth Noonan, General Manager of Demand-Based Advertising in the Piper B2B DSP. Today, I'm very excited to talk to Alex Donix on the topic of mastering engagement and measuring success. Alex is the Global Director of Demand Marketing at Spotify, where he leads a worldwide B2B marketing team responsible for growing demand for Spotify advertising with the world's leading brands. In his 5 years at Spotify, Alex has held leadership roles that span marketing, strategy, and partnership development. And prior to joining Spotify in 2018, Alex held several B2C marketing roles at PepsiCo, covering product innovation, channel marketing, and brand communications, working with several of the company's most loved trademarks. And before his time at PepsiCo, Alex spent over 6 years on the agency side, working in communications planning at Publicis Groups, Starcom Worldwide. So Alex, really excited to talk to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. And thank you for the introduction.
So obviously, Alex, everyone is familiar with Spotify, and if not a current user, has likely, you know, been at some point in the past. Can you share a quick summary of the evolution of Spotify into the world-class brands that it is today?
Sure. You know, most people take for granted that Spotify has actually been around for just over 17 years now, which is quite a long period of time. Of course, that varies based on where you are in the world, but this is definitely a platform that has had many lives over that course of time, and many lives since I've been there as well. I mean, today we're a platform of over 550 million listeners. We're available in over 184 markets. And consistently, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, what we see is a consistently high level of engagement. And I think what's been fueling our success as a platform and the growth that we've seen is a few things. First and foremost, we recognize that sound is our superpower. You know, in a world that is increasingly driven by distraction and it's harder and harder to stay truly engaged, sound uniquely provides an escape from that and is really a lean-in type of medium, which we know is something that people look forward to, both in music and in podcasts. The second major driver of our growth is the proliferation that we've seen of creators, content, and devices. Today, there are more and more creators out there. Anybody with a microphone, quite frankly, can become an audio creator. And many people are. I'm sure we've all dabbled in the creation of a podcast. I have along the way. What you're seeing is also a variety of content coming to the forefront. So it was previously a format driven by music alone, is now music and talk and storytelling and very rich storytelling at that. That's really starting to grow, not only on our platform, but in the broader, you know, industry. And then, of course, devices are a big part of that. I mean, today, you know, we're spending more and more time with digital screens or digital devices, rather. And that has led to an explosion of consumption of audio entertainment of all forms. At the end of the day, though, I think, you know, what is worth mentioning is that what's been key to our growth is the consistent level of engagement that we've been able to create for our listeners. And what's at the heart of that is really personalization, the personalized experience that every Spotify listener is able to access on a daily basis. No two Spotify experiences are alike, for that matter. And the discovery features that we offer as well. And I know we're going to touch on this topic in particular, but I think our superpower, what drives our engagement, is that we always put the creator and the listener first. We're always thinking about new ways to drive increased personalization and more discovery of great audio content.
So obviously, as a user, you know, one of the challenges with a platform as deep and broad as Spotify is that sense of discovery and personalization that you just touched on, the FOMO effect of how do I know that I'm, you know, being exposed to the music, the podcast, the audiobook that really is of interest to me that I'm not going to find otherwise. Can you talk a little bit more about maybe some of the recent innovations there? Because obviously for Spotify, you know, it's a challenge for the user, but a massive opportunity for the platform in terms of differentiation.
100%, and navigating the sea of content that is out there can be a challenge in of itself. That's not unique to Spotify. I think that's just true of any, you know, streaming platform today. speaking more specifically of how we surface personalized experiences and enable discovery, you know, there are billions of discoveries that are happening on Spotify every single day. And I'm not kidding. Like, we're talking billions every day, which is a massive number. But again, if you think about how many listeners access our platform every day and the length of time that they're exposed to our content, it starts to make sense. We take personalization very seriously. You see that in everything that we offer. You know, one great example are the personalized playlists that we offer to every listener. You know, one of the most popular ones is Discover Weekly, where on a weekly basis, we surface new recommendations of content for you to listen to on our platform. And we're extending that personalization to the world of podcasts as well. So we're surfacing titles that we believe are going to be of interest to you based on your listening behavior to help you navigate the sea of choice that exists out there. We believe in it so much that we actually put it at the heart of our major marketing programs as well. And, you know, our most popular marketing program throughout the year is undoubtedly our Wrapped campaign, which is not too far from now. We'll be surfacing again. But, you know, the for those of you who aren't familiar with it, you know, Wrapped is a great example of how we utilize all of the personal listening behavior and discovery activity that's happening on our platform on a global scale. It has become a moment in culture. It is something that people speak about with their friends. And, you know, Gareth, I'm sure you have a Wrapped experience that is surprising as to your listeners here as well, which we can get into. But that's another example of how much we believe in it. More recently, there have been a couple of innovations on our platform that really speak to what we're doing in the discovery world, in the discovery front, which one perfect example of that is our Spotify DJ experience, which is an AI-driven listening experience where rather than you selecting the music that you're interested in listening to, it's essentially a DJ that is doing the selection for you. It's bringing it to life in a very visual interface. And along the way is providing some editorial commentary based on, you know, when the music was popular, when you were listening to it, and also offers suggestions of other music that you might be interested in listening to. So it's a hands-off experience that we think is going to change the way that people listen to Spotify. It's growing. It's now available in over 11 markets, and we'll continue to expand on that. And then the last thing I'll say is the actual surface of Spotify itself. So, you know, over the course of 17 years, we've evolved what this platform looks like, how you interact with it. From a user experience standpoint, we made a change back in the spring to essentially surface more discovery in the home feed, right? So we reinvented the home feed, and now in a vertical scroll format, you will be exposed to more music, more podcast offerings that we think are going to be of interest to you rather than having to go find it by interacting with the platform. So those are just some of the ways that we're bringing it to the forefront. There are teams and teams of people, quite literally teams that are dedicated to the personalization of our offering. And as I said, it's core to the success and the growth of Spotify.
Yeah, I think those constant innovations really are such a big differentiator. I mean, you mentioned Wrapped. Yeah, no, I can just speaking personally, when it comes to the end of the year, it really does give you a timeline that can make the year seem very long or very short, kind of depending on your perspective. Yeah. And I saw a tweet a couple of days ago from your CEO, Daniel Ek, around Discover Weekly, where it sounded like he was kind of acknowledging and holding his hands up and saying, you know, I wasn't sure this was going to be a flyer, but kudos to our product team because it's so popular with users. So obviously, a leader that's very open to internal teams and their expertise and, letting them guide the roadmap.
That's a real interesting story, and it's 100% fact. Discover Weekly was a product or a program, however you want to call it, that initiated essentially out of a hack week that we had internally. It actually took a few attempts to get the product right, but we iterated on the concept, and I'll give credit to, you know, Daniel and to the leadership team for believing in it and enabling the team to bring it to the forefront. It is now one of the mainstays of our platform.
Couldn't agree more. More hackathons. It's a great way to sort of drive energy and ideas from across an organization. Moving on to the podcasting topic a bit more directly. Well, why do you think it is that it's really taken off in the last 3-4 years, maybe in the COVID period? And, you know, obviously in the context that we're talking here around B2B, how it's become so compelling, so popular, has led to the emergence of these like key voices that maybe had not been as high profile in the industry before. And how, you know, for so many, I'll give you an example. When I'm interviewing candidates for jobs, one of the questions that I ask is, you know, what are you listening to in terms of podcasts? Who are you following in terms of thought leaders to really evaluate that level of curiosity and ecosystem knowledge in the candidate? But talk to us a bit about podcasting and how Spotify has enabled that.
Yeah. So this is another great example of an evolution that we've made in the past several years at Spotify. When I joined in 2018, podcasts were just getting underway at Spotify. I mean, it was just a flicker in the eye of Daniel and the leadership team, and has now become a bigger and bigger part of everything that we do and how people experience the platform. I think when it comes down to the growth that we've seen in podcasts and why it's so compelling and relevant to us on a daily basis now is that it really is the form of entertainment or education that allows people to go deep on topics that they are uniquely passionate about in a very on-demand manner, in a very easily accessible manner, right? It doesn't matter what interests you have. There's going to be a podcast for it out there. And that form of access to content and to the unique, credible voices, to your point, that are shaping the thinking around those topics is something that only podcasts have, in my experience or my estimation, is uniquely able to deliver against. I think on the flip side of that, I think it also allows creators themselves to find communities of fans, right? And in our ecosystem, we think of the listener, we think of the creator, we think of the advertiser. And creators have been looking for ways to connect with their fans in a more meaningful way. And podcasts definitely have enabled them to do that. And then lastly, as I mentioned, you know, brands and advertisers themselves, you know, it needless to say, the challenge to get your brand in front of your audience in a brand safe or a brand suitable environment is something that is a constant concern to the world's brands of all sizes, right? I know, you know, when I was on the brand side at Pepsi, we were always monitoring, you know, where the brand was showing up, what conversations were taking place around it, because it has a real impact on perception, right? And for brands, what podcasts enables is the ability to communicate with an audience that they can confidently know is engaged in the content that they're listening to in a quality, distraction-free environment, right? And that's where we've seen brands of all shapes and sizes lean into. They all recognize that the medium itself is providing a depth of engagement that other mediums can offer, especially given where we're at in the macro environment. Now, the last thing I'll say on the topic is that, you know, needless to say, there's a lot of noise out there in the world. People are looking for a respite from some of that distraction, some of the noise, and independent of what your political leanings are or, you know, your personal beliefs, there's something that you can find in the podcast space that is free from that noise and helps create an environment that is enjoyable, right? And that's ultimately why I think that podcasts have become so powerful to the industry at large. And it's no different in the B2B space.
And getting into the tech and the addressability of that a bit, Alex, on the advertising side, what are the buying tools and the buying approaches that are available to advertisers, from maybe sponsorships on the very high profile pods all the way down to programmatic targeting based on certain criteria or certain signals?
Definitely. We have taken steps to make this medium as rich and as addressable as other forms of digital media, and Spotify has truly led the way in that regard. You're spot on. Like, there are many different ways to get involved in podcasts, and we recommend them all to our advertising partners. I think, as we just touched upon, the voices in podcasts today are leading cultural conversations. You know, there's this concept of the modern water cooler, right? That those voices are shaping. And I'm sure we can all relate to, you know, asking somebody, hey, did you listen to that podcast or did you hear this on this podcast? That creator-driven, that voice-driven approach is something that we recognize in podcasts. We recommend our brand partners to find the voices that they want to align their brands to, and then complement that with an audience-based approach, right? And recognize that this is a medium that has scale and quality reach for brands to be able to tap into. We at Spotify launched the Spotify Audience Network in 2021, and we've been growing that network to offer our brand partners that addressability that they can expect in other mediums. And we're seeing that take off. We've seen the number of brands participating in our network explode, the number of publishers that are participating and grow significantly as well. They're all recognizing that this is a medium that offers not only that those industry or culture shaping voices, but also the quality reach that brands need today. And then I'll touch on the programmatic side of it as well. Like we want to make it as easy for brands to take advantage of all of our audio content, whether they want to buy direct with us, which is the way that most enterprise partners have favored working with Spotify to date, or through programmatic channels as well. And we work closely with the leading SSPs, depending on the format you're looking for. We're with Xandr, Magnite, Gam, you name it. Of course, that varies based on market and format, as I touched on. And then more recently, we've also been growing our self-serve channel because we recognize that there are a number of advertisers who want to be able to have their hands on keyboard, buy directly. And those are audiences of all sizes, whether they're enterprise customers or SMB customers. We want to have an ads manager that enables them to access the platform in a turnkey way, very low campaign spends. The ability to create audio creative on the fly is something we offer as well. So we've been trying and we've been successful, I would add, at making Spotify a much more accessible platform for advertisers of all sizes.
And in terms of measurement, certainly programmatic audio would be considered to be relatively new, similar to connected TV. And we know that the measurement criteria and the signals that are available within connected TV, for example, are so different to, you know, the display world, the pre-roll world, like, you know, in-app and online. Is that a similar challenge in audio? Can you walk us through a little bit of the measurement tools that are available from very top of funnel brands, maybe down to like mid and lower funnel demand gen?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. We want to dispel the notion that audio is not measurable. We equally want to dispel the notion that audio is only suitable for upper funnel campaigns. Where we are now is we're seeing an increased amount of brands turning to Spotify to help them with that mid to lower funnel campaign objective. That doesn't mean the upper funnel stuff goes away. We still see a lot of activity in that space, but we see that brands are turning to us for a wider and wider array of marketing objectives. Now, the way that we offer measurement to our partners, we think of it in a few different ways. Reach, resonance, and reaction. Reach really applies to those upper funnel objectives. Resonance is really that mid funnel consideration and purchase intent. And then reaction is what is the actual response that we're seeing? What is the conversion level activity that we're seeing? And across that spectrum, what we've been able to develop is a combination of first party and third party measurement solutions. Now, I'll start with the third party side because it's the easiest to understand. We've partnered with the industry's leading measurement firms like Nielsen, IAS, to name a couple, to help us develop third-party credentialed measurement solutions that brands can take part of so that they understand that it's not just us telling them that their campaigns are performing. They have the credibility of a third party to establish that as well. And that traditionally has been where the bulk of our measurement offering has come from. However, over the past 12 months or so, we've taken significant steps to build out our own first-party measurement solutions. And we've done that through acquisitions. We've also developed in-house solutions that we've brought to the forefront. And over the last 3 months in particular, we've been focused on promoting the availability of Spotify Advertising Analytics, which is our global measurement service, which launched in June to the advertising world. And it really houses all of our measurement solutions in one so that independent of what your campaign objective is, you know that there's a measurement solution that is available to you. And we recognize that, you know, measurement and efficacy and performance are more and more important to advertisers today. You know, the ability to prove return on your investment is critical to marketers of all levels, right? Especially if you're a CMO or a marketing VP who's justifying the investment that you're making on a platform, you have to have confidence that that investment is working. And so that's why we've taken steps to build out the audio industry's most robust measurement platform, which we put on par with all of the major advertising platforms out there, and we'll continue to invest behind it. We have teams in the hundreds that are dedicated to building this out.
And when we think about transparency and addressability on the targeting side, Alex, so, you know, again, coming back to the comparison with connected TV, where buying via supply side platforms, you don't really get a lot of targeting tools there. Like it's either very broad category based or very broad kind of, you know, provider based. Like you can target Pluto TV, you can target Tubi, but getting down to the actual show level is very, very difficult. So what kind of tools are available on Spotify? You know, is there a direct distinction between the direct buys and then what's available on the SSPs in terms of that sort of targeting capability?
Yeah, so we work with our partners from a targeting perspective in a few different ways. The easiest way to understand it, the framework that we have is who they are, what they're listening to, when and how they're listening to it. Now, who they are is pretty straightforward. Those are the age groups, the demographics, the geographies that we know are the, you know, the fundamentals of targeting. We also have a wealth of first-party listening behavior, which makes a ton of sense and is intuitive, that helps to paint a picture of their preferences of content, which then enables brands to be able to target specific music genres or specific show genres that or show categories that are going to be relevant to their audience. And then the last piece in terms of when and how they're listening, that's really that contextual information and flavor that we know is important for brands to understand, you know, how listeners are tuning in, which moments of the day and the context that they're listening into. We shouldn't take for granted that our listening sessions in the US, for example, exceed 2 hours every day, right? And so if you think about other mediums or touch points where you can reliably predict that somebody's going to be engaged with content for 2 hours a day, you can also confidently imagine that that listening is going to be spread out through different moments. And that picture becomes really relevant for brand partners to be aware of. Now, we have a range of custom targeting solutions for our more sophisticated targeting needs that our brand partners approach us with. We have audience matching capabilities as well. We recognize that, you know, brands themselves have their audiences that they want to be able to not only target, but measure across touch points as well. And we recognize that, we work with them. And then in the world of podcasts specifically, what we've been able to develop is both a richly addressable medium through the launch of the streaming ad insertion technology, which we brought forward to the market in 2020. It's the first of its kind technology, which allowed impression level reporting and targeting for podcasts for the first time, right? And we've taken that technology, we've expanded its offering to our network more broadly. So now, as an advertiser, you can choose specific shows that you want to invest in, but you can also know with confidence what you're buying and where you're reaching your listener on our platform across the broader network.
So I have to say, my mind is still kind of blown by the 2 hours a day. That's just incredible engagement within the US and US users. It almost reminds me of a few years ago, I think Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, was asked, what's Netflix's biggest competition? And he said, sleep. Spotify is entering that realm as well.
We're enabling sleep. We have a number of sleep soundtracks and soundscapes that you should listen to if you have trouble sleeping. We've got you for that too.
All the use cases. And coming back to B2B advertising a little bit, on what kind of verticals are you seeing really leaning in on spend from the B2B advertisers? And do you see that fintech favors certain themes and categories, and maybe, you know, tech buyers and like the large sort of tech platforms, the large B2B SaaS platforms, other sort of verticals, what kind of buying profiles and then trends are you seeing?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think one's intuition may lead you to believe that because we have a really robust music catalog and we're often seen as being a shaper of culture, which we are, that would lead you to, you know, verticals and brands that are targeting a specific demo, in this case, like Gen Z, right? Younger audiences, which make up a big part of our listening. But the reality is that we attract a wide range of verticals. All of the verticals you mentioned, everything from financial services firms that are looking to attract either younger consumers into their suite of offerings, or conversely, reach high net worth individuals within specific topics or shows that they know resonate with them, to, you know, technology solutions providers, to telco companies, to food and beverage brands that are looking to keep their brand top of mind and relevant to wide ranges of audiences. We have a pretty wide distribution of industries today, I wouldn't even say pretty. I would say like we do have a distributed vertical business and it continues to grow and diversify. We're finding more and more brands turn to Spotify and the content that we offer to reach their audience. And that audience can be anybody from a Gen Z listener to a CMO to, you know, the lead of demand base marketing who's hosting a podcast, right? You know, we can confidently say that we'll find you on our platform. So we don't have one specific vertical. We have a really robust business.
And what about you personally, Alex? What are you listening to in terms of B2B podcasting these days?
I'm listening to a range of podcasts at the moment. You know, Exit 5 is a podcast that I listen to fairly routinely. I find that, you know, Dave Gerhardt does a really good job at surfacing the industry themes that we know are top of mind to B2B marketers, along with an editorial voice that I appreciate. You know, it cuts through the nonsense or the BS. I also listen to the B2B Marketing Podcast, which is a long-running mainstay podcast, which, you know, I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with. And then more recently, I've been listening to The Bigger Narrative, which is hosted by Andy Raskin, which for you listeners out there who aren't as familiar with Andy Raskin, he is a very influential voice particularly within the tech community. He works with company founders to shape industry narratives with, like I said, a specialty in those early stage tech companies that are looking to scale. And, you know, even beyond his show, he's been very influential to those types of companies. But his show in particular is pretty interesting because he brings in a guest every week and they talk about the narrative challenges that they're facing in the industry. And along the way, he also interviews his mother, which is just a fun little quirk of the show. But, you know, the reason why I've been listening to that show in particular is I do feel, you know, that we are at a moment within B2B marketing where brands, B2B brands are forced to heighten their storytelling, right? Like I said earlier, there's a sea of content out there. There's so much information for people to navigate through. But at the end of the day, people connect much more on a higher level when they understand why you as a brand or a business are doing the things that you do and why you're trying to reach them. And I think what we're seeing in B2B marketing in general is a move perhaps away from the hyper precision and targeting and specificity that has been so popular over the past several years to trying to identify like what's the higher order story that we want people to know about our brand, right? And I've been thinking a lot about it for Spotify advertising in particular. You know, we have a business that's growing internationally and trying to find that thread that connects between our global story, our global narrative for Spotify advertising, all the way down to the market level reality of that story. And then one step further from that, like the persona level story that we need to tell has been something that's been very top of mind for me personally.
And in addition to the podcasting medium, what other thought leaders do you find yourself coming to and who would you recommend for our audience? Or is it almost expected these days that if you are a thought leader in B2B, that you're probably going to have a podcast to go with that?
I think you're going to see there's no shortage of thought leaders out there. You know, one thought that I would leave with you, maybe a little spin on the question is, along the lines of storytelling, it would be great to bring onto the show more creative agency people, B2B creative agency specialists who, you know, I think in the agency community may not get the attention or the spotlight that they deserve, but there's great B2B creative work that's happening along the way. I'm very proud of the work that some of our agency partners have done to help grow the Spotify advertising brand. And I think your listeners could definitely benefit from maybe a spotlight on storytelling and creativity in the space. There's no shortage of technology solutions that marketers can and should be aware of, but maybe a little focus on the brand as well.
That's a great shout out and one that I can promise our listeners I'll be following up with you on. I think sometimes, especially in the world of programmatic advertising, you do forget the role of creative. Like so much of it is about targeting, measurement, the data points. But ultimately, you know, you are communicating a message to human beings and creative is a massive part of that. So I think that's a really good call out. Alex, really enjoyed the conversation. Where can our listeners find you on social, et cetera, if they want to reach out?
Well, first, thank you for the time today. Enjoy the conversation as well. If anybody wants to reach out, I'm available on LinkedIn. I'm pretty responsive. There are certain moments of the year where you can imagine that response time goes down significantly. Q4 is always challenging for all of us. But, you know, feel free to reach out on LinkedIn. I'm pretty responsive there.
Great. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for being on Sunny Side Up.
Thank you so much.
Today's episode is made possible by Demandbase. Demandbase is smarter GTM for B2B brands to help marketing and sales teams spot the juiciest opportunities earlier and progress them faster. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Sunny Side Up. If you liked what you heard, please rate and review us and subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you consume podcasts. You can also find us on YouTube and Demandbase TV.